So this next one's a little long. It's about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I've rewritten it myself, and it's called Revenge of the Deadly Seven. She used to scrape on hands and knees 7 days alone. Small greed spat on her patchy white skin until one day she escaped the after. Trees broke in her path, lost in the dark. Rain bleeding away the thoughts of the beauty. Waves of incomplete tell a different story. Coated in sugar, spice, and knives in this story, she's back to break the toil of the seven. One by one, falling into space, her beauty, with crystal screams dry and white. Silenced by her red lips, through tainted dark, recognizes the spin of Renzi ever after. But one had leaked out of this ever after, desperate to be dragged away from death's story. The sixth dwarf escaped from the vines of the dark, naked through the forest, covered in blood from the seven, cried blindly to the queen about the lady in white. There's no man strong enough to dismiss her beauty. Trapped in a hallway of mirrors extending her beauty, finally her deeds churned and bled an hour after. One weak and misminded our dear Snow White, her domestic screams foreshadowed in a children's story. Revenge of the wicked deed from the deadly seven has rebirthed into crystals of woeful dark. So the prince arrived to trace away her dark. Another knock on the door disturbed her beauty in a hunt for those missing seven. Allow me to judge what is happy ever after, filled with a heroine, a villain, and a misread story. The doors click and pulls in the white. Once upon a time, everything seemed white. Read between the lines and sketch the dark. No apologies for the end of the prince's story. Too late, he sunk into her beauty. She feeds on the throats thereafter, then buried in the tomb to make a perfect seven. The sixth dwarf, forever lost in Snow White's beauty, he runs in the forest so dark hours after, for this was the story of the deadly seven. Thank you.